Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 862 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Christine, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help me and millions of other small businesses keep track of our finances. And they do that in a number of different ways, from keeping track of our income, of course, from our expenses, which they can do automatically, and they can also help you with your invoicing. So if you do any billing of any kind to anybody, you should be using something like FreshBooks because you can do it automatically. Actually, in less than 30 seconds, you can create a very professional-looking invoice that you can send out. Plus, you can keep track of not only who pays you and who hasn't paid you, but also who has yet to even open those invoices you send them. It's super handy. I've used it many times, and I recommend you do too. So you can actually check it out for free for 30 days if you'd like to give it a shot. Go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Christine.
Hi, Pat. It's Christine here from Berlin. I have a home improvement and DIY blog over at littlehouseonthecorner.com. My blog is still fairly small, but lately I've had a lot of problems with my images being used on other websites without any credit being given. It's a mixture of sites, some of them are blogs, and some are commercial companies. I'm happy to share content, and I love that other people like what I'm doing enough to want to share it too. It's a lot of work creating and editing photos. I know that it's only a few images here and there that are being used, but it makes me sad that someone else is publishing and essentially profiting from my work without giving credit. In the past, I've emailed a few sites asking them to credit my images, but now that it's happening a lot more frequently, I almost can't keep up, and the responses I get, if any, aren't exactly pleasant or understanding. Is it too much to ask that I'd like my images to be credited, or is this just something I'm going to have to put up with? Thanks for all of the amazing work you do and all of the advice you share. Looking forward to your response.
Hey, Christine, thank you so much for your question. First of all, I'm just very sorry this is happening to you because it's not right. And it's not something that you should just kind of let go and just expect that you have to deal with. But it's true that when you get online and you start posting stuff and you start to get popular, people are going to, you know, try to take advantage of that. And people will take images without using credit or linking back. People will take your entire blog posts and make them their own. I've had people take my exact email copy and put them in their own email or autoresponders to a point where I've gotten people who've gotten theirs first and then mine second who have been calling me a copycat. And then I immediately show them that, well, I've had this email for years. And then they're kind of put in their place and realize that the person that they initially had been emailing or following their email list, they're the ones that had copied. And so it's just sad, right? It's just sad. It almost is at the point where it just makes me laugh because I'm like, I can't believe that people will go out there and do this. But it's something that happens and you shouldn't just kind of let it. So Christine, I think reaching out to people is the first thing that you should definitely do. And I'm glad that you are sort of doing that already. I would definitely have a boilerplate or sort of templated email ready for you to do that. And when they do come in, it'll make your life a little bit easier. I always start with that because sometimes people just don't know, right? Another thing I would do is for your current images, and I know images are, especially for photographers, you know, just a pain to deal with when it comes to this kind of stuff. Watermarking them is a thing that you can do very easily. So adding your own little logo or website at the bottom corner. So if people do take it, well, they're giving you credit, anyway, right? And so you'll potentially get some traffic that way, which is fine. I mean, typically, nothing is being taken away from you as a result of this. There are instances where that can happen. A competitor takes something and then uses it and puts it in their own product. It's just not good, right? Where people are taking away from you. They're not doing that, but they are a pain and it's just not right. So what I do now is I have an attorney in my corner, and I would recommend getting hooked up with one that you could talk to who can set you up with the right things to say in terms of, okay, well, if you don't do this, well, I will have to speak to my lawyer about this. And I have had to use that card several times, and it usually works. Sorry, I just broke my pen. It usually works because people just don't want to get into that sort of legal battle, right? And when they know that they did something wrong, you know, and you threaten that, well, then they're likely to sort of remove that image and do what they're supposed to do. And usually you'll get apologies and I didn't know. I'm sorry. I loved your image so much and I just wanted to showcase. They knew what they're doing, right? And it's just, you have to kind of be a little bit forceful. So that's what I would do. I would find an attorney somewhere where you could just talk to and say, hey, I'd love to have you as a resource to help me through a lot of these issues that I'm having. I'd like to tell people that I will get in contact with you if they continue to sort of use my images and use my intellectual property without their permission. Most of the time, just that alone is going to help you with a lot of this stuff. And then also having stuff on your website that shares, you know, these are images that are yours, that you're not, people aren't allowed to take them, you know, those sorts of things oftentimes in the footer or in the disclaimers. Yeah, people usually don't even read those, but just that they're there is going to be really helpful too. And an attorney can help you through how to properly set that up too. Reaching out is the thing to do. And, sometimes there's just, the last thing I want you to do is to worry so much about this that this affects your work, right? Yes, it's important to make things right. But at the same time, you can get so upset about these things that it actually affects your work and the people that actually do need you, right? So just, you know, be wary about that and how much time and effort you're spending into this. And I would just, you know, block out a period of time every single month, perhaps just to dedicate yourself to doing this and being in that mindset of, you know, reaching out to people and also responding and that sort of stuff. So that's how I would approach it, Christine. And again, I'm sorry that this is going on, but I'm glad that you know that this isn't right. And, sometimes, great things can come out of this. So maybe it was an accident and somebody did it, and then you get a link back to your website, which is always helpful too. So, you know, there are some positives that can come out of this too. But again, I'm sorry this is happening. Credit should always be given where credit is due, especially when it comes to IP, like text and images and audio and things like that. So, Christine, I hope this works out. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Also, big thanks to FreshBooks. Again, you can check them out for free for 30 days by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by James Russell Lowell. He says, "In creating, the only hard things to begin. A grass blade's no easier to make than an oak." True that. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then.
So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.